James 1, 1 Peter 1, Luke 6, Romans 5, they talk about the good things that God brings out of our suffering that give us cause to rejoice. Even now, we consider it all joy when we face these trials, not because they're joyful intrinsically, they're not, clearly, but because we consider it, we contemplate. We meditate on the goodness of God, and that's what I'm trying to do in 90 Days of God's Goodness, is to take each day to meditate on another slice of the pie, so to speak, of God's goodness, where we just see it in perspective and get a clarity of who He is. Because if we see God as He is, we will see ourselves as we are, and all the rest of life will fall into place. But if we don't look to God and we start judging His character based upon how bad we feel because of our circumstances, it will mislead us into wrong thoughts about God instead of the rock-solid truths about God revealed in Scripture.